I never have heard one called a gopher, I don't believe.
Okay. What about this little animal? Looks kind of like a lobster. Has little claws, and you find it in freshwater streams.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Okay.
Great. This is great. That's crawfish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to ask you about a few insects. These insects, you know, you see at night, they just fly around lights. Just go round and round. Do you have a name for those?
Just light bugs.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard candle fly?
Yeah, I've heard that. I never knew exactly which ones were candle flies and mm-hmm. which one, but I've heard candle fly.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about this insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them?
That's moths.
Okay, and just one would be a
moth.
Okay. And these are insects that fly around at night and blink on and off?
That's lightning bugs.
Okay. What about one that's, it's a long, thin-bodied insect, and it has transparent wings? Usually see them around lakes. They light on your fishing pole. And
that's dragonflies.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Any other words you've heard around here for them?
None that I can recall.
Okay. What about snake doctor, mosquito hawk?
I've heard of snake doctor.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Sure have. But I'd forgotten about that. That's when I was a kid.
Okay.
But I've heard of snake doctor.
Uh-huh. All right. What about insects around here that are bad to sting you?
Wasp.
Mm-hmm.
And bees, but they're not as bad as wasps.
You have one that builds a great big old paper nest that got a really vicious sting.
Yeah, those are hornets.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd know a hornet if I saw one, but I've seen the nest several times.
I don't think I've actually seen the insect either.
I don't know that I'd recognize one, but
yeah.
You know.
Right. Do you have a stinging insect around here that builds its nest in the ground and will swarm on you?
And that's yellow jackets.
Yeah.
I think they're sort of a form of wasp, but they're pretty vicious too.
Right. Okay. And these insects are real common. They just nuisance, you know.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, all over the place. What about an insect that builds its nest up, looks like mud, you know, on the side of your house?
That's dirt daubers.
Mm-hmm. As far as you know, do they sting?
As far as I know, they don't.
No. Okay. And these little insects are bad about burrowing up under your skin, making your skin itch. You know, you get them if you walk barefoot.
Oh, that's red bugs.
Yeah, right. Ever heard any other name for them?
Heard them called chiggers.
Alrighty. What about different types of snakes you find around here?
Oh, gosh, there are a million kind of snakes.
Mm-hmm.
The poisonous ones would include rattlesnakes, and there's several different varieties of those, and copperheads and water moccasins and coral snakes. I don't know if they're ever any around here. I've heard people claim there were, but I doubted that they were really coral snakes.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's several that look like them.
Mm-hmm. But they're pretty deadly, aren't they?
They say that they are. They're pretty poisonous. They're, as opposed to being deadly, they have a hard time biting you. I think they actually have to chew on you. I don't think they have any fangs. Yeah, and I've never heard anybody that much believed.
Mm-hmm.
Seen one around here.
Yeah. I've just heard that they attack the nervous system.
I think the poison's different from other poisons. I'm not really sure about it, but they're pretty bad news.
Yeah. Okay. What about an insect that you'd see hopping around your front yard? Some are black, some are green.
Grasshoppers.
Yeah. Now we were talking about woodpecker peckerwood. Have you ever heard that kind of
hopper grass?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, on black folks. Mm-hmm. That's, you don't hear many white people call them that.
All right. But I asked you about what you'd use for bait when you're fishing. You said worms. Any type of little fish that you might use?
Minnows. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, just for pronunciation, the part of the tree that grows underground, you call that?
Roots.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people talking about home remedies that they might use, they might make out of roots or herbs or stuff like that?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't really know any specifically, I don't think, but I've heard people.
You ever heard of mullein tea or stuff like that, sassafras
tea? Heard of sassafras tea.
Yeah.
And had some of that.
What was it?